This state has one of the highest rates of veteran suicide in the nation, according to a recent study by the Department of Veterans Affairs. Advocates in Maine say it is time to confront the issue and shine a light on it. This story from Abukar Adan.
Veterans in the U.S. are more than twice as likely as civilians to take their own lives. Here in Maine, that rate is even higher.
I don't know a single veteran who doesn't know someone who hasn't committed suicide. And we just don't talk about it that way.
Adria Horn, who heads the Maine Bureau of Veteran Services, says she has her own stories to tell.
My group sergeant major, when I was a major in PSYOP, committed suicide at Fort Bragg. One of my soldiers, after being deployed and redeploying from Iraq, committed suicide. I mean, I can tell you this is personal. Other people need to assume that it is personal and it is happening instead of assuming that it hasn't happened and you can't be part of the solution.
In September, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs released its most comprehensive analysis of veteran suicide in each state and region, and it found that in 2014, Maine outpaced both the Northeast and the nation in veteran suicides. Maine's overall suicide rate was just under 20 per 100,000 people, but that number more than doubled for veterans, to 48 per 100,000. And Linda LaJoy believes that number may even be higher.
And nobody's talking about it. We're brushing it under the rug.
LaJoy has been committed to raising awareness about suicide since her 26-year-old son, Dustin, a veteran of the war in Afghanistan, took his own life in December of 2014. LaJoy recently started the Silhouette Project, a display of 22 life-size silhouette cutouts of soldiers, which represent the number of veterans who take their own lives each day in the U.S. LaJoy says she initially got some pushback from critics who feared that memorializing veterans who committed suicide would send the wrong message. But LaJoy insists that's not the point of her work.
I'm not trying to make them out as heroes for how they died. I'm trying to make them out as heroes for how they lived. You know, and the invisible fights they fought that we were never aware of.
That invisible fight is one that Seth Palmer, a Marine veteran who recently returned from deployment, is all too familiar with.
Rumble, can you sit? Hey.
Good boy, Rumble.
I still kind of get sketched out by large crowds. To me, there's such an unknown possibility that could happen. Driving, if I feel like someone's tailgating, like following me, if they turn two times the same direction I'm going, I'm taking a different way home at that point.
Being constantly on guard, Palmer says, can be draining. But unlike some veterans, he has a strong web of support in his life. Even so, reaching out wasn't exactly easy for him at first.
I felt like I was being judged if I had gone seeked help. I felt like people were going to think I was weak. I was a leader. I couldn't be weak. I couldn't seem weak. I couldn't receive help on my own.
That's why it's important, advocates say, to be proactive.
Ask someone if they are feeling suicidal. Just ask them, are you okay?
Adria Horn of the Maine Bureau of Veteran Services.
All too often we have daily conversations that are mundane and about, you know, getting the car serviced and paying the bills and not actual general life conversations. I just want to take a break and say, are you okay?
Horn's office is hosting the first annual Military Veteran Symposium, which will focus on suicide prevention. It's scheduled for December 12th at the University of Southern Maine in Portland and is open to the public. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Abukar Adan.